Every business has an ambition. PayPal Open is the platform designed to help you grow into yours. With business loans so you can expand and access to hundreds of millions of PayPal customers worldwide. And your customers can pay all the ways they want. With PayPal, Venmo, Pay Later, and all major cards. So you can focus on scaling up. When it's time to get growing, there's one platform for all business. PayPal Open. Grow today at paypalopen.com. Loans subject to approval in available locations.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now. And support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The Vox Markets Podcast. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Hello, everyone. This is Vox Markets, and I'm David Buick. And it gives me great pleasure to introduce you today Tim Carroll, who's the Chief Executive, and Sally McCone, who's the Chief Financial Officer of Focusrite, who posted numbers today. Now, let me just tell everybody, for the sake of good order, Focusrite PLC is an English music and audio products group based in High Wycombe. It employs about 550 people. Focusrite Group trades under 8 brands: Focusrite, Focusrite Pro, Martin Audio, Adam Audio, which is particularly important, Novation, Amplify Music, Optimal Audio, and Sequential. Focus Group grew out of a 1985 request from Sir George Martin to legendary recording console designer Rupert Neve to build a non-compromised mic, pre, and EQ for the console at Air Studios Montserrat. It's a very, very important outfit, in my opinion, for this industry, and audio products are going to become increasingly important. Greetings to you both, and can I just start off by just talking a little bit about the performances amid the huge challenges that you've had throughout 2024. How has Focusrite managed to deliver strong growth in full year figures for 2024, despite economic pressures and challenges in the content creation market?
Oh, thank you, David. Appreciate you having us here. Yes, it's been a very challenging year. I would probably say it's one of those years financially I'm glad to have in our rearview mirror, if you like. But as those kind of years are, they're difficult years. You glean a lot from them. You learn a lot about, you know, the strength of your brands, your strategy, your routes to market. Everything gets tested, if you will. And I think this past year has definitely tested us in many, many different ways. You teed this up, and you know, when you look at our business broadly, we have two different divisions. There's what we call our content creation division, which is the lion's share of the business, around 70%. And the easiest way to think about this is these are products, technologies, and solutions designed for people to create audio, primarily music, but anything that has to do with audio. And we make these products all the way from the person that's at a hobbyist doing it in their home, all the way through the biggest professional studios recording music and doing audio and music for film that are out there. And then our other division is really on the other side of the business, which is on the reproduction, the broadcast of that audio. So it's the live sound part of the business. And you can think of that as the infrastructure when you go to a theater and see a live performance, or when you go to a festival like Glastonbury and see a band playing. The infrastructure producing that sound are the products that we make on the audio reproduction side. And they've had very, very different journeys over the past, I mean, honestly, since 2019 when the pandemic happened. And that diversification has definitely helped us for sure. But I think over the course of this past year, the one thing that we are, I think, most proud of is that the investment that we made in the audio reproduction business, when live sound was basically dead during the pandemic, that all those investments we made in really outfitting and retooling their infrastructure and their portfolio has paid off massively this year with really good solid growth on there as people have come back in droves to experience live events. We went through a huge surge in demand with the content creation products during the pandemic, knowing that would level off. But I think there were so many byproducts of that that really caught everybody off guard. Component increases, just cost of living, these different things that really played heavily onto just that business rebalancing itself. And what we've experienced over this year is that even though that part of the business has been incredibly tough, I've been in the business almost 30 years. I would honestly say I've never seen it as challenging as it's been. But in the scheme of all of that, the one thing that I think that we're proud of is that we have seen our brands hold up. Our sales rankings with our top resellers have stayed as robust and as strong as they ever had. Our market share has stayed stable. In some places increased. And our end user registrations, the number of people across the globe that are buying our products and registering them, has been very stable as well. So, that's a lot to be proud of in a market where we've seen such a drag on the business in terms of our channel. A number of our resellers have closed shop during this time, some big ones in the US and in Europe. So consolidation going on there. But overall, I think that diversification and us just really, no matter what's going on in the world, staying focused on delivering really great products. And we introduced quite a number of new products this past year, has really had a profound impact in terms of making the results not as bad as they could have been, to be honest with you.
I mean, you touched, Tim, on inflation, which, must have been hell on earth, in a business such as yours. Could I
Yeah.
just ask you very quickly about the supply chain for you, whether that affects your business, or are you in complete control of where your kit comes from, or is it in the lap of the gods, or a combination of both?
It's a combination of the two. I mean, about half of our products are manufactured in China. All the innovation is done at the brands, either here in the UK or in Germany or wherever. But most of that is now there are exceptions to that. Some of the more high-end products are made in Berlin, like for Atom Audio. Some of the higher-end synthesizers are made in the US. A number of the Martin products are made here in the UK on there. But we have, our methodology dealing with production contract manufacturers, we don't have scads of them. We have a handful that we've had relationships with for many, many years. And in our sector, we are big and important to them, which means, it's a two-way street. We have good leverage with them. They look after us. We do the same with them. So, when we're in a world where suddenly, components are hard to find, procurement, that type of thing, over just instead of us just going out and vying for ourselves, we have these contract manufacturers, out there, gunning for us as well, trying to find these because it's a win-win for them. If they can secure the parts for us, they can build more of our products, if you will. So that's been very helpful. And then also in a, we've been through in the US in the past where we've seen tariffs come into play on China. One of our biggest contract manufacturers had a production facility in Malaysia, and right about that time, they came to us and said, "Hey, would you guys like to consider opening up here?" And this was about 6 months before the first, time Trump was in presidency, he came in, and we thought that was a good thing to do because we had the scale. They helped us get set up there, and then the natural occurrence was the tariffs came in place, having Malaysia set up. That was void of those increases was a big thing on there. So, I feel like we have good control on our products on there with the relationships we have. And as always, we're looking for ways, to actually improve our manufacturing and have more direct control on it. But it is, it's something that, when you're manufacturing overseas is there's always a bit of an unknown.
Let's move on to innovation and R&D, if we may. Can you share more details about the innovations and product launches in 2024 and how they've contributed to the group's performance?
Yeah, absolutely. So in any given year, we have, 34 is a lot. Sometimes it's more, sometimes it's less. And it's usually a mix of refreshes of new versions of products that we've had in the market for a while. That's really important with any kind of technology product. You don't want something out there for more than really 4 or 5 years. It starts to look kind of old, if you know what I mean. And on top of that, there were some net new products as well. So across that, one of the big things we did this past year is we had the new version of our high-end Scarlett audio interfaces, which is really designed for the more serious hobbyist on there. So that was a refresh with a lot of new features that has actually hit the market and is getting very, very good accolades from the industry. We also had some net new products. Atom Audio, a monitor manufacturer in Berlin, really entered the headphone market, which is a good space for us to be in, and also came out with a new pair of smaller desktop speakers, which is a really critical thing for us to have, especially for some markets like Japan, where space is limited, and somebody who's creating content, whether it's music or podcasting or whatever, they need really good audio, but they don't have the space for really big speakers in there. So those were two new products that were net new for us this year. And then Martin has done a lot of fleshing out on their optimal audio range this past year. Optimal audio is the range of products we have that are really designed to go into sort of gyms, smaller theaters, clubs, this type of thing, where you don't have necessarily a sound engineer on staff. It's all very simple to operate, but a lot of new products to really kind of flesh out that offering in terms of like ceiling speakers, things like that, to fit kind of anything. So yeah, so it was a good year for innovation on there, and those products, again, they've been very widely accepted by the market. And in many cases, they've either given us some new opportunities for revenue, or given us the boost, because we've refreshed a product.
In regard to audio reproduction and market demand, what factors are driving the robust revenue growth in the audio reproduction division, particularly in live events and immersive audio technologies, maybe?
Yeah, I think the pandemic, when people couldn't go out and experience live music, live events, I think it really drove the point home for many people about how important that is culturally, to many areas around the world, and to just people love to it. And so when things opened up again, it was an interesting year because that first year things opened up, I mean the industry had no cash. So the theaters, the festivals, they were getting by with what gear they had pre-pandemic. And we helped them on that, just knowing that, if that was a good solid year, the resulting next couple of years would actually be, good for us because they would have cash. And that's exactly what's played out. And I think in top of that, obviously, you have your home theater system in your house now. You can get really good sound out of, watching a movie or something at home. So theaters, concerts and stuff, they're looking for new ways to differentiate themselves. And one of the biggest things that we've seen, and one of the investments that we made this year via acquisition, was to really kind of double down in the immersive audio space, which is really designed so if you go and see an event, no matter where you're sitting, you've got an experience in terms of audio fidelity that's on par no matter where you are in the audience. Plus, if it's something with actors or things on stage, the audio follows the movement and the actors on stage. That gives a whole new dimension to that, and people are really resonating with that and stuff. So that's been a big part of why we've seen the audio reproduction business come back. People's desire to go out and experience live music. I mean, there's nothing like it, at the end of the day, to go out and to be a big festival, but also to see events and in a way that's very different than what you could get in your own home.
I mean, I maybe shouldn't mention this, but maybe you're involved in this, and I think it's exciting. I mean, I'm a great opera buff, and I love going to the cinema now because the sound is amazing.
Absolutely.
Whereas 10 years ago, it was garbage.
Yes.
And I
Yeah.
don't have to go to the Royal Opera House anymore because I'm very happy with the Odeon down the road. I mean, this is the
Exactly.
kind of thing you probably do very well.
Well, we do. And the reason that you're enjoying that in the cinemas is because most cinemas now are running an immersive sound system like Dolby Atmos. It's captured wherever the performance is done, it's captured with that. The actors are tracked, and as they walk around the stage on the screen, you're hearing that, right? So it's a much better thing than just watching sort of a very binary thing on a screen where the audio is just coming out of the left and right speakers.
I salute you. I absolutely salute you. Well done. Acquisitions and strategic expansion. How have the acquisitions of Sheriff Technology and Panlab supported Focusrite's strategy? And what role does M&A play in the group's long-term growth plans?
So the Sheriff and Panlab acquisitions this year were absolutely pointed at this immersive audio thing that we just talked about. That actually gave us that technology to embed in our products. And so instead of being sort of a speaker manufacturer that we could say, yes, we work with this, with these different things, we now have the ability to actually sell an entire package, and support that. And you'll see more of that embedded into all of our systems on there. So that was a really big thing for us on there. On the M&A thing, Sally, why don't you give it a little some feedback on that?
Yeah, absolutely. So it's absolutely a core part of our strategy, part of our innovation and expanding our offering. So we've now got that robust foundation and operating model where we can bolt on nice small acquisitions to put some more volume through our sales and marketing teams. And that's where we've got the track record, and that's what we like to do. Go and find something that's in a product adjacency, that's immediately accretive, that's got a really strong management team that we can just bolt on and would add to our offering. We always look to make sure we're getting value for money. It's cash generative. We look at our discounted cash flows, our multiples, but essentially we want something that's going to fit in well with our product family and add to our offering.
Do you, is it, does it depend on what the company or product is, whether it's cash and shares or both? It just depends what how it fits in with your strategy and plans.
We can be flexible, and we've a lot of our acquisitions have been sort of owner managed, maybe sort of lifestyle businesses, and we've got a big debt facility. We've got up to 50 million we can draw down with NatWest and HSBC, so we like to pay cash and take sole ownership of it. And what we'll do then, if it works for us, if we want, particularly if we want to keep the management team on board, is structure it with a bit of an earn out rather than all consideration up
Oh, yeah.
front.
Now that makes a lot of sense. Now, the future and outlook challenges. With ongoing pressures like increased freight costs and portfolio complexities, how is Focusrite positioning itself for resilience and growth for 2025 and beyond?
Well, I think, as Tim's talked about earlier, having that diverse portfolio, and basically, if we can weather this year, we'd like to think hopefully we can weather any year that's coming up. We're delivering that core gross margin and having that stable is a key part, I think, of our profitability. We think we've got that foundation in place now, to deliver consistent sales, working with key partners, be they manufacturing partners or our sales channel partners, to deliver through that. So it's really all about making sure we're focused on the customer, making sure we're delivering what they want, a quality product at a reasonable competitive price, and using our innovation teams to make sure that's always refreshed or incremental. And then that should deliver through to profit.
Yeah, I think just to add to that, we get asked all the time. So you've done a lot, with these brands and really
Absolutely.
developing your structure and your go to market and stuff. And we've all built that for scale. People ask us, well, if the business comes booming back, how much more cost do you have to sink into the business to support it? And we actually think it's minimal because we've built an organization and a structure that actually should allow us to scale.
Well, obviously, the cash generative side of the business is obviously essential. And that, of course, comes with success. Tim Carroll, Chief Executive Officer, Sally McCone, Chief Financial Officer of Focusrite. Thank you both very much indeed. And we wish you all the luck and Godspeed.
Thank you so much,
Thank you so
David.
much. Thanks for
Appreciate your
talking.
time.
The Vox Markets Podcast. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Every business has an ambition. PayPal Open is the platform designed to help you grow into yours. With business loans so you can expand and access to hundreds of millions of PayPal customers worldwide. And your customers can pay all the ways they want. With PayPal, Venmo, Pay Later, and all major cards. So you can focus on scaling up. When it's time to get growing, there's one platform for all business. PayPal Open. Grow today at paypalopen.com. Loans subject to approval in available locations.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed's sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Get everything for your next project at Menards and save big money. We carry everything to help you breathe easier. Allergen air filters help prevent seasonal allergy symptoms and improve your indoor air quality by capturing microparticles while allowing maximum airflow. Save big on Allergen air filters when you shop at Menards. View the weekly flyer and all of our great deals happening this week on Menards.com.
Save big.